Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jared.
And this is the Call to Be Saints podcast on calltobesaints.com. Coming to you live from our classroom, welcome to episode 3 of our podcast. I'm Brian. On our last episode, we introduced you to the presidential candidates. Today we'll dig deeper into one of the candidates' lives. This is From Candidacy to Presidency 2008. Today we'll look at Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani was born in Brooklyn. He was the only child of a working-class family. He went to Catholic school for much of his life, and in 1968, he graduated from the New York University of Law in Manhattan. Eventually, he became the U.S. attorney. He stayed at that post until 1989. He ran for mayor of New York in that year, lost, and ran again in 1993. He won and was re-elected in 1997. He showed great strength in the September 11th attacks and is now running for president. Why do you care? Giuliani would be the second Catholic president and would therefore appeal to Catholic voters. Consider this. If Giuliani wins the election, he may run again in 2012, and some of you may be able to vote in that year. That concludes part 2 of From Candidacy to Presidency 2008. In other news, victims of the brutal California wildfires have begun applying for disaster aid. The fires there have destroyed 2,300 structures, and 21,000 are still threatened. 500,000 acres have burned, and 7 people are dead because of these flames. Please join me in prayer that people in California may continue cleanup efforts, the fires may end, and that victims may find shelter and strength in God. We pray. Lord, hear our prayer. According to a new report, 1 in 10 schools is a so-called dropout factory, where only 60% of the freshmen graduate. Congress is taking notice, though. They are trying to renew No Child Left Behind with renewed focus on high school education. This week there will be no sports segment, but I can tell you that the Red Sox won the World Series. So here's Carly with Words of God.
Hello, and welcome to the Words of God segment. Today I will be talking about how God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are joined in one. They are all joined in one body through God the Father. We can think of this simpler by looking at an apple. The peel of the apple is like God because it protects us. The flesh of the apple is like Jesus because it is good to eat. The core is like the Spirit because it bears the seed which God plants in us. Just like the three parts of an apple are one, God, the Spirit, and Jesus are all one also. We need to remember three things about God, the Spirit, and Jesus. 1, God is our Father. He protects us. 2, Jesus is our brother. He suffered for us on our behalf. And the Spirit is the movement of love in God through us. And here's Jared with the how-to segment.
Hi, this is Jared. This week I'll be doing a how-to. My topic this week is how to make an audio podcast. The first and most important thing you need is about a medium-range computer. Can't be too slow. You can use a high-end computer. Then you'll need to download from the Audacity website a copy of Audacity, which is spelled A-U-D-A-C-I. Once you've downloaded and made sure it works on your computer, then you need to get a microphone, which only costs about $20 or so at Radio Shack. Once you have the microphone and Audacity, you need to bring up Audacity and plug the microphone into your computer. Once you've opened Audacity and plugged the microphone in, you should hit the record button and start talking into it. And then when you're done recording, hit stop. Then once you've done that, all you have left to do is edit, which is actually pretty easy. Once you've created and edited the podcast, you'll need to change it into an MP3 format. You will have to post it to whatever website you're using for this. You can also submit your podcast using iTunes. All you have to do is download iTunes, go to the music store, go to the podcast area, click the submitting a podcast area, and follow the instructions there. And that's how you make an audio podcast. Welcome to this week's weekly discussion. This week's topic is bullying and clicks.
By your definition, what is a click?
I think a click is like when a certain group of people hang out with each other and they think that they're better than everyone else and they have a lot of put downs towards other people.
And they exclude people that they think are weird.
And they start a lot of like drama and fights and stuff that isn't necessary.
And sometimes you hear stories in the news that can lead to suicide and conflict with others.
By this definition, are cliques Catholic?
Well, it depends what kind of clique it is. Like, if it's just your group of friends hanging out, then yeah, it's Catholic. But if you're giving put downs, like Carly said, and making other people feel bad, then that's not Catholic.
Or just rumors.
Yeah, you shouldn't, like, put down other people just because you don't think they're cool enough. But if it is just, like, a group of friends, I think that's okay.
Okay. Have you ever been bullied by a clique?
Nope.
I haven't, but, like, I know people who have. And
I haven't personally been bullied, but I also know people who have, so.
And I know how it, like, affects you, because you always remember that, like, how those certain people bullied you or something.
And you always feel left out, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever been part of a clique?
Well, like, not a clique as in, yes, a group of friends, where you just like to hang out and talk about, you know, what happened in school today or, you know, what happened out of school. But I've never been in a clique that talks about people badly, you know, discludes people from it.
Gossip,
yeah.
Yeah, I've been like, I hang out with a certain group of friends, but I'm not like mean to other people or anything like that.
Me too.
Nope. What are some things that students can do to prevent bullying in cliques?
Tell the principal about it.
Just include everybody. If you see someone standing alone, ask them if they want to come hang out.
Yeah, and it can just be as easy as like asking them to sit at lunch with you or something like that, because that means a lot to people who are discluded.
Yeah, that'll really make their day, and that'll just really affect them in a great way.
What are some things teachers and parents can do to prevent bullying and cliques?
Talk to your kids about it, you know. Again, like, tell them if you see someone standing by themselves or being bullied by others, you know, go stand up for them and, in a way, protect them from them.
Yeah, and also parents can like tell your kids about some of the outcomes of cliques and stuff, like suicide or something like that, so you'll look at it more seriously.
I agree with Carly and Holly. Same here. And that's our discussion for the week.
Hi, everybody. This is Holly with your weekly entertainment.
Your top five best-selling teen books are Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows by J.K. Rowling, Eclipse by Stephanie Meyer, New Moon by Stephanie Meyer, Twilight by Stephanie Meyer, and Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life by Barbara and Camille Kingsolver. Your top 10 songs for this week are Crank That by Soulja Boy, Apologize by Timberland featuring OneRepublic, Gimme More by Britney Spears, Bubbly by Colby Callot, Stronger by Kanye West, Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown featuring T-Pain, No One by Alicia Keys, Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie, Beautiful Girls, Sean Kingston, and Rockstar by Nickelback. And here's Adam with more entertainment.
Hi, this is Adam. I'll be reviewing the TV show Heroes. It's about certain men and women get special powers. Claire Bennett is an indestructible high school cheerleader. Nick Sanders is a single mother with amazing strength. Matt Parkman is a police detective that can hear people's thoughts. Hiro Nakamura is a man from Japan that can change time. Nathan Petrelli with the ability to fly. And Peter Petrelli, a nurse with the power to absorb powers.
The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of All Saints Catholic School or the Diocese of Spokane, Washington. Thank you.